Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Today we are continuing to air, this week and also next week, the last two segments of Dr. Brian Chappell's recent message that he shared at our CEF Fall Conference called It Takes a Team, It Takes the Body of Christ. Today Dr. Chappell gets into the nitty-gritty of what it means as a church, as the whole body of Christ working together to raise up our children to have lifelong transformation as followers of Jesus Christ. Let's pick up where we left off as Dr. Chappell shares with us recent studies and research conducted by the Pew Foundation of what it will take to raise future generations to know Christ, to love Christ, and to walk with Christ all of their days.
If you expect the children of the church to not just be the two-thirds that walk away, but are lifetime Christians, what does it require? Now again, I'm going to use Pew Foundation language, not biblical language or my language. Number one, they said it is vital for the congregation, that is the body, to have a vision for lifelong discipleship in Christ. The church, the congregation, has to see our goal is to be training lifelong disciples. Now you say, well, everybody plans for that. Actually, that's not often what we think about. What are kind of common goals in the church? Again, these are not flattering terms, but you're going to recognize some familiar things. If your children are preteens, the primary goal is values transfer. Teach them to be good little boys and girls, right? Values transfer driven by fun. Values transfer driven by fun. If they are teens, the goal shifts to behavior control driven by fear. Now, Dobson used to talk about this a lot, right? That when they're little and cute, we kind of let them get away with anything. Kind of say, oh, it's so cute. They're so nice. And so we let our hands free, and then they become teens, and we get scared. And so what we do is we begin to close our hands like that, right? And it's tighter and tighter control. Whereas the biblical model is what? When they're malleable children, what do? We form hearts, minds, and behavior. And then when they get into their teens and young adults, what do we begin to do? We begin to release because we're forming mature adults. But our society and often the church is operating exactly the opposite, right? We're only concerned about values transferred by fun when they're little, and then as they become teens and we struggle, behavior control driven by fear. When they become young adults, our goal typically is, sorry, this is our church, you know, we don't even mean to say it, but we become most concerned about church retention driven by the provision of services. How do we keep you in the church? We'll offer you services. We'll do childcare and exercise classes and technology. You know, we'll provide services that hopefully will keep you coming. Now, what or whom might not be in the picture of any of these things I've just talked about? Let me read to you again what the Pew Foundation said. It's vital for the congregation to have a vision for lifelong discipleship in Christ. What's missing from the values transfer, the behavior control, and the church retention formula? What's missing? Who's missing? A relationship with Christ that the church itself sees. If we don't develop a love for Christ, and Ken said this before, you know, why will our children love Christ? They love because He first loved them. And the message, which I love how Katrina expressed it, when there are those who go into the schools and they are dealing with children from different faiths, different backgrounds, broken homes, and they, I will just love you for Christ's sake. Because I know you can't know love, Ken, you said, can't know forgiveness if you do not believe you have been forgiven. And there is a an overshadowing need for the church as a whole to say, our primary goal is that our children would love Jesus Christ. Now, in a sense, that's everybody's goal, but we get lost in the behavior control issues, right? And retention issues. How do I keep you coming? What ultimately is the basis of Christian obedience? 2 Corinthians 5:14. Paul said, the love of Christ does what? Compels me to do hard, difficult things. And we have to say, I don't want you to keep telling them about love for Christ and how great is his grace because then they'll do whatever. Actually, that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll do what? Keep my commands. When our kids were growing up, we raised kind of two families, okay? So we have what we call the big kids, right? So our first three. And then we had a caboose that came several years later, right? That was our Mac baby. You know what a Mac baby is, right? Middle-aged crazy. Yeah. So, you know, as that youngest child was getting into high school, I would sometimes say to Kathy, you know what, I'm just getting old. I can't keep up with this girl, you know. And my wise wife would say, the way we poured ourselves into the big kids, we got to keep pouring into this kid. And for me, what that meant, because my job has always involved a lot of travel, was however early Katie's activities, I would get up early and I would fix her breakfast. It was just cereal, but I called it breakfast. And I would think, you know, as the father of this young Christian woman, what's my job as the father of this Christian girl? And I would think, even as I'm filling up her cereal bowl with milk, my job is to fill up her heart with love for Christ. Why? Because there are trials and temptations ahead. You know that. I know that. But if her heart is full of love for Christ, she cannot be more safe or more strong. And that's not just true of my child. That is true of every child of God. If their hearts are full of love for Christ because he first loved them. If what Katrina said, if the whole Bible is the unfolding message, you are not your Redeemer, but God has sent someone for a sinner like you that by grace you would be saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man show. If that would actually grab their hearts, it would be transformative for all the behavior things that we're actually concerned about. Because Jesus said, if you love me, he didn't say, if you love me, you'll not keep my commands, or my commands don't matter. He said, if you love me, you want to walk with me. It becomes, if you will, the redemptive form of behavior control. The Pew Foundation also said, number two, community is essential for lifelong discipleship. Now, do it again. Lois and Eunice and Paul and Paul's ancestors and the church as a whole, the community is essential. Why? Because sometimes we parents fail. And sometimes our children reach an age that we're doing great, but they just don't know it anymore. And they need Christian peers, and they need Christian grandparents, and they need Christian, I don't know how to say it, but adults that they trust in the church. And the reason it is so helpful to have not just parents, but Sunday school teachers like are committed in this church and in so many churches, and the Good News Club leaders and the pastor. What does that do? It means that children are learning to trust the community of faith across the generations. I've mentioned this in church before. Pew Foundation said if only four adults will give focused attention to a child in the church between ages 14 and 18, four adults, focused attention to a child between 14 and 18, there is a 90% chance that, I don't know if chance is the right term, there's a 90% result that child will stay in the church lifelong. 4 years, between 14 and 18, if four adults will have focused into, and I think those of you in this room, I mean, part of your being here is your commitment to young people. And if they know it, you know, I'm mad at my mom, you know, my dad doesn't know anything, but you kind of care for me. The power of that in the community of believers, if it is intergenerational, all the more powerful. That I believe the church is not just for young people, I believe the church is not just for older people. That people are living in sacrificial attention and care for one another across their preferences, then particularly for kids, that is authentic and not selfish. If all they do is go to a church where older people say, I'm paying the bills, so you gotta do it my way. Believe me, those children will walk away. And they ought to. Because all we're saying is Christianity is selfish. So an intergenerational community is building the faith of kids who last in the church.
You have been listening to Dr. Brian Chappell and his recent message that he shared at our CEF fall conference called It Takes a Team, It Takes the Body of Christ. Next week, we'll finish the rest of Dr. Chappell's message, but if you would like a DVD of the entire CEF fall conference, including Dr. Chappell's message, just give us a call at CEF 309-688-9699, and we'll be glad to send you a DVD of the entire program for a gift of any amount. We appreciate your prayers and your financial support throughout the year as we seek to continue to work closely with the body of Christ and with the Christian community at large to not only reach children for Christ, but together commit ourselves anew to lifelong transformation and raising our children, the future generations, to know and love and walk with Christ all of their days. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Can children learn biblical truth in America's elementary schools?
We learn Bible stories and about Christians all over the world.
Right now, Child Evangelism Fellowship is taking Good News Clubs to our nation's elementary schools immediately after school.
It helped me, through things that I had never learned before.
Children learn the good news of Jesus Christ.
That's when I really start reading the Bible, and then I knew He was real and I wanted to obey His word.
Make this your ministry, or even that of your church.
It's really fun.
CEF has the training, tools, and staff dedicated to helping you reach children for Christ.
I believe in God, and I know that He's with me all the time.
Go to cefonline.com. That's cefonline.com.
To learn how you can be involved in an after-school Good News Club, call CEF of Illinois, 309-688-9699.